views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get fired up for Spirit Fire Radio with your hosts, Dorothy Riddle and Steve Kramer. Get ready to shine the light on universal spiritual principles and uncover ways that ageless wisdom can guide you in cultivating consciousness in these modern times. Bring purpose to your life through practical spirituality and add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Dorothy Riddle and Steve Kramer.
Hello, welcome listeners to another episode of Spirit Fire Radio. We hope you're enjoying your autumn, your October, and October is the month of Libra. If you know the images for Libra, you know the scales. So we're going to talk about balance. This whole month, we've been talking about the ways in which we can incorporate balance into our lives. And so before we get going, I would love to say hello to my wonderful co-host, Dr. Dorothy Riddle. Hi, Dorothy.
Hi, Steve. Glad to be with you.
Me too. It's been a juicy conversation so far. Last week went so fast. It was like we just started talking and the show was over. So that's a good thing. It means we got lots to talk about.
Absolutely.
So before we do that, let's just talk a little bit about the beautiful balancing act between our two organizations, Spirit Fire and the School for Esoteric Studies. Dorothy, you want to start with that?
Sure. So listeners, this program is a collaboration, a conscious collaboration between the School for Esoteric Studies and Spirit Fire. We are both educational nonprofits focused on spiritual teachings and the ageless wisdom. The School for Esoteric Studies provides esoteric discipleship training for persons who want to deepen their spiritual practice. We do this through meditation, study, and service. Excuse me. And you can find out more about us at esotericstudies.net. And if you are with an organization that is interested in collaboration, please look at the section of our website on intergroup collaboration. We're absolutely delighted to have this particular collaboration with Spirit Fire, and over to you, Steve.
Beautiful. And indeed, listeners, what a wonderful website. Esotericstudies.net. So much valuable information on that site. So yes, by all means, do visit it and visit spiritfire.com. So consciousness, this is a conscious collaboration, and we hope we're generating some consciousness. That's what both of our nonprofits are all about. Spirit Fire does that through meditation and the practice of living awareness, which is our own meditation practice, and through online courses and a delightful retreat center here in Western Massachusetts, where I'm joining you from. So spiritfire.com, you can check it out and come meditate with us. So Dorothy, balancing our inner and outer lives, that's what we're going to talk about today. How do we talk about spirituality without talking about this balance between our inner and outer lives? Really, how do we bring consciousness and awareness down into our beingness, and then how do we express that? How do we move in the world consciously and with awareness? It's really a balancing act, is it not?
It is, and I'd like to start us off with a quote from the Dalai Lama, Steve.
Beautiful.
The Dalai Lama says, "There should be a balance between material and spiritual progress, a balance achieved through the principles based on love and compassion."
That sums it up, right? I mean, there we have the outer life really is material progress, and the inner life we think of as spiritual progress, right? Our consciousness, our sense of self, and even our own sense of inner fulfillment and joy and freedom, even if you will, a sense of freedom. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. then again, I think of our outer life as our job, our relationships, our possessions, our social standing. And so this whole idea of what we're creating in the world and what we leave behind, what is it that we create? And I guess this whole show we will be asking ourselves, does your sense of your place in the world match your sense of self? Does that what you're creating match the creator, right?
Right, exactly. And I'd like to put out something for us all to think about. And we actually have some material on this on the School for Esoteric Studies website under our section about service. And that is, when people think about spiritual development, they often think about what we could call vertical expansion. You know, you connect to the soul, you connect, on to however you describe the energetic planes of the universe, and then ultimately experience yourself as part of the one life. And so that kind of vertical, if you want to call it that, because it's not really vertical, but that kind of path is a path that is very familiar to people who read spiritual teachings or who think about spiritual concepts. But equally important, if we are to be in balance, is the horizontal development. And that is our relationships with others, beginning, of course, with those close to us, but then on out into the universe in terms of others that we do not know and other aspects of our universe, the non-human persons with whom we share this earth. So when we think about balance and what needs to be in balance, to me, one of the important things is thinking about our vertical growth and our horizontal growth being in balance, as opposed to emphasizing one at the expense of another.
Mm, well put. It makes me think of the cross, or it makes me think of indeed north, south, east, west. We've got them both going. We achieve a balance when we've got equal participation and receptivity on both sides, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. So, go on.
We tend to, in my experience, we tend to see that kind of vertical dimension as being almost limitless. You know, it takes us out into this huge, expansive spiritual realm, whereas the horizontal development tends to be cut off at the people that are close to us, the people that we like. We don't really want to identify with or deal much with people that we don't like or people that we fear are very different from us in an important way.
Yeah. I also like to think of it as the sphere of influence, right? That
yep.
That it is so expansive that when we give breadth to realizing that our actions can actually be, it's the butterfly effect, right? The wings of a butterfly creating, mm-hmm. How does that statement go? The wings of a butterfly creating a tornado. Maybe
the
that's
ripple
not,
effect, right?
Yeah, the ripple effect. But mm-hmm. just to really understand that the breadth of our influence is so expansive and can be so expansive as that perception of aspiring upward, you know, to our sort of mm-hmm. spiritual self, that understanding that and sensing and moving toward an infinite sort of, influence on the world around us through our actions. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful way to live.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so, Dorothy, why inner and outer balance? You know, I look forward to like really diving into why this matters so much. And you touched on it a bit, that in a sense we've said 100,000 times on the show that we're not we're not human beings having a spiritual experience, but spiritual beings having a human experience. Mm-hmm. And so in a sense, that is a balance right there. It's like the material world is this, it is this form of the human being, and the spiritual being, in a sense, being the other. And how do we balance those two? And it's important that we understand that both of those are integral aspects of beingness.
Absolutely. So we can get distracted by our external environment, or we can get absorbed by our internal environment. And both of those pull us away from a balanced sense of life. You know, we allow ourselves to be pulled off balance by all kinds of other issues, whether it's social or political or things that people say to us personally that attract us and draw us off in one direction, or we forget about the external world and we only focus internally. Both aspects are so key.
Yes, indeed. We're going to continue the conversation, listeners. We're at our first break, and when we come back, more on inner and outer balance and why it matters so much to this livingness of human beingness. We'll be right back after this.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/global foundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com. Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. My co-host, Dr. Dorothy Riddle, and I have been talking about balance and balancing our inner and outer lives. And how do we maintain that? Why is it important? And Dorothy, one thing I would say, we talked about this a bit in the first show, is really knowing thyself. You know, that is such an important aspect of being human and leading a balanced and productive and a life that is somewhat struggle-free. To be human is to struggle in some way, but it is how do we respond to that struggle. And there's a book that just came out this year called The Myth of Balance. It's very interesting. It's by Frank Bieler, and he talks about balance as a total myth, that it doesn't really exist. And we touched on that a bit at the last show, that it's about momentum. He says that he uses these four words as a way of proving that balance doesn't exist. He says, when this, then that. That is the act of balance, and that these four words, when this, then that, keeps momentum going and we don't lose balance. You had that quote last week about from Einstein about riding a bike, you know, that you've got to keep moving to ride a bike. And you think about even walking, if you've ever walked on those big stilts, as long as you're moving, as long as you're walking, there are forces around you and you just kind of move with them. You can integrate them into the movement. But when we're still, we sort of it seems we can bump up against something and lose our balance. So balance is achieved in our response, if you will, to forces. When this is the force, and then that. That's our response. And in our spiritual trainings, Dorothy, we teach all the time, right, that responsibility is sort of this first impress of the soul. That is when the soul starts to appear, when we achieve this sense of responsibility. And that is really our ability to respond. And so that seems to me to be why this inner and outer balance is so important, because we have to know ourselves so that when these outer forces, when the world that is happening around us comes at us, we're clear, we can respond to it. We know ourselves, but we've got to also, you know, we've mentioned the moral compass. We've got to know ourselves well. We've got to know our truth. And I find that balance, for me, balance really allows one to live their truth, or rather that living one's truth brings balance.
Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, when just before the break, when you were talking, Steve, about the image of taking a picture with a traditional camera lens and how the picture can be out of focus, and then you bring it in, you create that tension that brings it finally into very clear focus. And that's what allows you to see and be aware of what's going on. I think this whole, the whole issue of inner and outer balance is actually quite complex, maybe more than we realize. I mean, we know that, you know, we have our inner spiritual practice, we have our external lives, both of those are important. But if we go beyond that and say, well, why is it important? Then I think we get into things like, if I am balancing different perspectives, which is one of the meanings of balance, I need to be drawing on different kinds of expertise. And in the Ageless Wisdom, I've always found it interesting that ashrams or spiritual groups are described as having optimally having people at all different levels of spiritual development. In other words, you don't have all the advanced people together and all the moderately advanced people together and all of the not-so-advanced people together, but you put them all together because they each have different perspectives, and they enrich what's possible for the whole. So we have, even within the inner, we have an issue of balance. And then whatever we learn there, whatever we come to understand in our inner life, is irrelevant in a sense unless we apply it in the outer world. And so that brings in that balance between the inner and the outer.
I also am hearing synthesis. We went into that a bit on the first show, that when you've got every sort of level of spiritual development involved, it becomes a synthesis of all, right? Mm-hmm. And it becomes this beautiful sort of union of many different approaches. And I mean, we always hear in terms of humanity that the diversity is like one of our best qualities, but it can also be one of our it can also be very complicated for us, which is allowing other people's points of view in and finding that balance, achieving that balance, achieving that synthesis and oneness with all the differences going on. Indeed.
Absolutely. And it's also interesting to me if we think for a moment about some of the writings in the Ageless Wisdom, the plan for humanity from that perspective is continually adapted and qualified by those of us who are living here in physical bodies and having this human experience. It's not something that is laid on us from some, quote, higher level or some discarnate level, because we're the ones that really know what's relevant and what's going to work. So we can take the, how can I put this? We can take the learnings from our connection through meditation with the discarnate elements of the one life, and then bring that into the outer life and have that flow, have that balance between the two.
We often hear about when in talking about spiritual topics that it's this the spiritualization of matter. So once again, we've got this idea of inner and outer, right? Mm-hmm. And the Ageless Wisdom says that quite literally, balance and service are the two expressions of divinity that are today humanity's greatest objective. So this is our objective, achieving balance and service. So it's ringing true to what you just said, in that it is service is an aspect of that, which is, what do we do with it? How do we express it in the world? And balance, so that we may do that effectively and from, you know, with that integrity that balance brings, right?
That's true. And before we get too far into discussing service, which I hope we will talk about, I just want to comment on, you know, you're saying the spiritualization of matter. We could also talk about the materialization of spirit.
Spirit, yes, exactly.
Right? But I think it's important to say that out loud, because in some quarters there is a bias that the best way to live your life is to become more and more identified with the discarnate, right? So in other words, the spiritualization of matter is what's really important. And yet to me it seems our whole purpose of being incarnate is to be able to do something here in the physical plane, not to ignore it,
yes,
but to have a balance of that spiritual awareness that we then apply on the physical plane.
Yes. I'm smiling and laughing just because I love Esther Hicks so much and find her to be quite aligned with wisdom teachings and with ageless wisdom. And, you know, she taps into universal intelligence and she's so eloquent and she's so truthful and right on. And she always basically says that infinite intelligence expands and thrives through humanity's diversity and what we do with this stuff here, that it is the cutting edge. It is the leading edge of expansion. And mm-hmm. So it always reinforces to me that it's not about checking out, you know, like meditation is certainly not about sort of going somewhere else, but it's about clearing the distortions, as you often say, so that we may be the fullest, most truthful version of ourselves. And we can, in this physical space, create divinity and create harmony and create beauty and balance and be of service here on earth. Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. Very inspiring.
Good. We can also think about what happens when we have imbalance, because, you know, when we say, why does it matter? Well, it matters because if we are not in balance, what happens is chaos.
And goodness, have we been seeing, we've been seeing quite a bit of that lately. Dorothy, yes. I'm going to hold you just there because I think that's going to be a juicy conversation. A break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what it looks like. Yeah, right. When we're out of balance, we'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraloos.com. That's SaraLoos.com.
Tune in each month to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the second half of our show on balance, Dorothy. We have a second half, so let's see if we cannot balance out the first, right? But just before the break, we were about to talk about chaos, right? Because we not only see it, we feel it and experience it so much these days within the human experience. It just seems to be almost be a way of life. What do you think is going on with that?
Well, I think we're certainly seeing some modeling of chaos. And I think there's at least two ways of thinking about this. When you have an environment where it appears that someone is purposely creating chaos, in my experience, it's usually a control tactic, because if you put everybody else off balance, then you are in a position to control the narrative, to determine the direction of focus. It's like a magician. You can shift the eye from one thing to another through this chaotic environment. And so it's like you have the person who's creating the chaos, and then you have everybody else that's kind of spinning out of control and off balance. And it is very challenging to maintain balance, to maintain focus, when somebody else is purposely trying to create chaos.
And certainly we have seen that quite a bit in this country, and we know politically he who shall not be named seems to be so efficient at that. And it really does put someone in a place of control, and you sort of wonder, you might question that, is that, would you say, Dorothy, I'm curious here, would you say that because of the efficacy of that sort of those actions and actually the way that the control that comes in, I would say there's not necessarily an inner and outer balance, at least in spiritual terms, because in a sense, this person then is so far removed, you know, from group endeavor, from group expansion. It's a really sort of a megalomaniacal way of operating. You know, we are a part of... You know, we are a part of, as you say, the one life, but on many different levels, we are group. And what does that say about somebody's inner and outer balance?
Well, it's certainly, you know, when you think about inner and outer balance from a group perspective, from a more than just a me perspective, there's not a lot of space for the other.
Yeah,
because the other is whirling out of control. I think it's important to mention that one of the dynamics of change is that things break apart so that they can come back together in new configurations, and that is always an important aspect of growth, is the willingness to let go of the old. And to turn to the new. And in fact, in the Ageless Wisdom, there's one perspective from which evil is defined as a way of being that has outgrown its usefulness. Mm. So if you try to hold on to the past, you try to maintain balance by keeping things just the way they were, that in itself is not necessarily healthy.
Yeah, so to throw something intentionally off balance, in rebuilding it, in bringing it back to balance, there's a lot of creativity that can be present indeed. But
So maybe we think of it in terms of purpose, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if the purpose
intention.
If the intention is to bring about a new creative collaboration or synthesis then that is a constructive use of the process of chaos. If the purpose is simply to keep everybody else off balance and to control the narrative and control the focus, that's a very different kind of dynamic.
And it also allows one to sort of, in a sense, their truth to go unnoticed. You know, when we're not living our truth and chaos, chaos is often the result of that. It makes me think of even the scandals, you know, in the last many, many years that the Catholic Church has seen, where we've got certain individuals within the church advocating for a life of decency, yet internally they are driven by destructive thoughts or desires, and we see chaos then. You know, there's irresponsible behavior, there's moral tragedy that happens, and you're misleading people. You know, there's got to be this balance so that, again, it comes back to not only one's truth being realized and expressed out into the world, but so that the other world can receive the fullness of you. And if there's either chaos internally in you, or you're creating chaos externally, there's not a lot of truth and integrity. There's not a lot of give take that can allow for, you know, balanced co-creation, if you will. You know, it's that you're living a lie, or you're intentionally misleading people, and the chaos keeps them from seeing you truly, or there's just so much inner chaos and you're not able to live your own truth. Either way,
right.
Doesn't yeah. work.
And so if we, you know, if we take a moment to turn to the process of service, in service, what we're trying to do is to purposely bring about that co-creation that you were just referencing, Steve.
Yes.
And you have, it's interesting that service, not in the sense of volunteer where I get credit for what I'm doing, but the genuine outflowing of a loving heart and an intelligent mind, that is the full expression of who we are.
Yes.
And it needs to be expressed in balance.
Well, I love that you just said the outflow, right, of a loving heart, and you said an intelligent mind, because that right there requires, you know, a loving heart really requires both a giving and receiving, right? In order to have a loving heart, we've got to understand receiving. In order to have an intelligent mind, well, we've got to use our mind. We've got to allow you know, higher sort of vibration of thoughts in, and we've got to use them well. So service is really this constant giving and receiving as well. There's balance in that, right?
There certainly needs to be. And one of the areas that I work in is in helping staff who work with people who are not successful yet in their work life. And we talk about the difficulty that occurs if you want for somebody else, if you want something for somebody else more than they want it for themselves. So you're off balance, right? You're trying to get them to go in a direction that they're not yet ready to go. And so that balance of listening, of talking, of giving, of receiving, all of these are dynamics that need to be in equilibrium, in balance.
For service, indeed, for service, because we see that often in service where somebody, and even that word service to some people, you know, I know both of us in our trainings and in our teachings, we talk about this word service, and some people look at it like, whoa, what do you mean by service? And because it can often be misunderstood as just wanting to help and, or, you know, like I'm there for someone who is in need. And it can become, as you say, where you're pushing your agenda on someone just out of this desire. And that can sometimes even be a sort of self-fulfilling desire that they're, or self-satisfying in a way of I'm helping, I'm making, you know, I'm creating change. This is a good thing, but are people ready for that change? And is it exactly what they need? So there's a beautiful, there needs to be a balance, as you're saying, within service. And that's where empathy and compassion that you said, you know, a loving heart and an intelligent mind are really important in service, that there's got to be a balance of you and the other. And this sort of, where I would say the intention is that both of you can be your fullest expression. You know, can you create a scenario where both can express their truth fully and freely, is being of service to me, creating that environment.
In fact, one of the defining characteristics of a server in the Avis Wisdom context is being willing to let others serve as they see fit rather than what you think would be the best way for them to do that.
Yes, yes. That takes a lot of training sometimes, right? We human beings.
That's right. That's right. And it takes a commitment. Again, I think back to the concepts we mentioned last week and this week of detachment, which is, you know, not being attached to a certain outcome, to people doing certain things. And then also one's moral compass of what is appropriate behavior for me.
Right, right. Indeed. And we also think of those that serve their country. We even think of those that go to war for the service to a nation, and maybe there is an internal conflict about right and wrong, and this sort of vying for external power. And we see a lot of veterans who experience inner and outer conflict because it may actually not be copacetic with their moral compass, and yet the service of a nation sort of takes precedence. And we have to watch with that. We, again, knowing thyself, knowing your values, knowing your truth, is so important in achieving balance and being of useful service. Dorothy, wonderful. That was a juicy conversation. We're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up the show with just talking once again, as we like to do at the end of a show, just how can you make this practical? How can you maintain this inner and outer balance? Sounds good, Dorothy?
Absolutely.
Super. We'll be right back.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend In Silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness meditation retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to our conversation on balance. Listeners, just to let you know that Dorothy and I would love to hear from you. If you have any comments or questions or a question about balance, anything you'd like us to bring up on the show or sort of tease out, please send us an email to spiritfireradio@spiritfire.com. And spiritfireradio.com has got all of our archives, and you can also find those on Transformation Talk Radio, our beautiful hosts. So Dorothy, just letting our listeners know, I keep bringing up Libra. I'm so excited, right? I love astrology. I'm excited to talk about Libra, but we're going to do that next week. I keep bringing it up because it's a wonderful way of talking about balance. I know I've got lots of Libras in my life, so I look forward to that. So, Dorothy, how can we maintain an inner and outer balance? You want to give it a go?
Yeah, well, I think part of it is our own centering. You know, we talk about equilibrium. We've talked about different images. But we ourselves are at the center of that inner and outer balance. And one of the obvious ways that we help with that is meditation, but I'm going to leave that with for you to talk about, Steve, and I want to just mention a couple of other things. One of the big things to me is our willingness to disconnect from social media on a regular basis. Mm. Disconnect from all of that external stimulus so that we can really experience and be in touch with that still, small voice, you know, that quiet within ourselves, and that's critical for maintaining balance. And I would put that together with making sure that we minimize time that we spend with people whose energy we experience as toxic. So, you know, we want to feed our soul, feed ourselves with clear, clean energy, and we want to moderate the amount of time that we are taking in from the external and balance that with our own internal process. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to... That's a lead off to meditation. I think meditation is a really, really big key. I'm going to turn that over to you, Steve.
Yes, because, you know, so much of knowing when you've had enough of toxic people and what is toxic, right? What is actually affecting me in a way that doesn't match? It doesn't feel good. We talked about emotional awareness, you know, in the last show. You've really got to be able to sense, you know, this doesn't feel good to me. And it actually, I don't feel like myself in this environment, right? Or social media, you know, is this outer world and this outer force that it can be, is really throwing me and setting me off balance. That's all awareness, right? That's being aware of ourselves. And so we've got to develop that capacity, and there's no better way to do that than meditation. We talk about breath all the time within the practice of living awareness, within every meditation practice. Breath is integral. And being aware of the breath, noticing the breath, working with the breath. And why is that? The breath comes from the outside world and it goes into our inside world. It feeds our inside world. We can sense our interior just by paying attention to our breath. And then we breathe back out into the world. So it is this constant balance and integration and synthesis, as we keep saying, of inner and outer. Breath is, there's so much that usually goes unnoticed within the breath. And, you know, you could spend weeks just engaging a meditation practice with only observing and working with the breath. So certainly maintaining a proper inner and outer balance is just, what do we bring in and what do we put out? And so much of that is the breath. And meditation is helps us to create space in the mind. It helps us to really understand the importance of the observer, being able to observe oneself and detach, right, from the forces coming at us. Allows us to, we've said it before, I'll say it all the time, to respond versus react. So our physical body, mental body, emotional body, so much of that which creates this human vessel here on planet Earth as a vehicle and an instrument of the soul, so much of that instrument can be really brought into balance through meditation. It's beautiful, beautiful. It's changed my life and it's changed many people's lives. Small things become big things in meditation, which we love. Just allows you to live your truth. You know, I would say maintaining proper inner and outer balance is just being aware of, one thing is being aware of resistance. Where do you resist straight away? Where is the resistance in your life? Where there's resistance, you can be sure that your balance is in jeopardy. So bringing awareness to that is, I find, really helpful. And the threes, I always say, Dorothy: meditation, time spent in nature, and a gratitude practice. Those are the three things that I love, and I'm grateful for so much, especially our wonderful conversations on these juicy topics. So. That's a wrap, if you will, but I'm curious, anything that stood out for you, as we're halfway through our conversation that you'd want to maybe share about balance?
Well, I think I would just say, by way of wrapping up, that, what's important to keep in mind is that it is our inner life is who we really are, and we need to have the space and the time to listen and to be connected, and to me, that's part of what meditation is about: is being connected with the universal energy flow without distortion. But our purpose of being here is to then apply that in our external life. It's not enough to just be quiet in ourselves. We need to also play that out in easy and difficult situations, which is where the moral compass comes in.
It's also where joy is. You know, that's where we find our joy, right? I would say.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because that is connection. When we find that not only are we receiving the fullness of the outer world, but we're participating and we're actually expressing within it, we find joy, because there's the perfect union of that inner and outer. I would say, you know, joy is one of our supreme purposes here on Earth, and it allows that supreme and divine sense of interconnection to both simultaneously be received and expressed, right?
Absolutely. And I think it's important for us to keep in mind that we are in a change process, shifting from a reactive way of growing through pain and suffering to a proactive way of growing through joy.
Beautiful way to leave us off. Well, Dorothy, it's been a pleasure, and it's gone so fast. I know this is a lovely conversation about balance. So listeners, we'll be back next week where we're going to talk a bit about astrology and why Libra, why the scales, why that point within the sort of unfolding of the zodiac, which, right, Dorothy, is constantly moving, momentum.
Absolutely.
Too. So between now and then, try to stay balanced, meditate a bit, get out in nature, and keep that momentum going. We'll be back with you next week. Thanks, Dorothy. I look forward to talking to you next Wednesday.
Take care, Steve. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Fire Radio. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern for your weekly guide to purposeful living and practical spirituality. Join hosts Steve Kramer and Dorothy Riddle as they shine the light on universal spiritual principles and uncover ways that ageless wisdom can guide you in cultivating consciousness in your everyday life. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. To learn more, visit spiritfireradio.com.